With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A spirited defense of Trump foreign policy by a man who plays a key role in implementing that policy, Secretary of State Rubio, took on all comers at a Capitol Hill hearing the other day.
Appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Rubio staunchly defended President Trump's military operation to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, and he claimed there's good and decent progress being made in that country. For the most part, Republicans praised the Venezuelan operation, while Democrats were skeptical and wanted more transparency. Rubio also discussed the administration's approach to Greenland, NATO, Iran, and China. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A somber warning about Ukraine. A new report is forecasting 2 million military casualties as a result of Russia's war by this spring.
It says Russia would suffer the largest number of troop deaths recorded for any major power in any conflict since World War II. Tuesday's report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies came less than a month before the fourth anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The report said Russia suffered 1.2 million casualties between February 2022 and December 2025. It estimated that Ukraine, with its smaller army and population, had suffered between 500,000 and 600,000 of their own. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The FBI is stepping up its investigation into allegations of election fraud in Georgia in the 2020 election. President Trump continues to insist the balloting was rigged and that he actually won big in Georgia. A dire situation across parts of the South, hundreds of thousands without electricity, heat, and water following this week's massive winter storm. Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana are the hardest hit states. On Wall Street, Dow futures 76 points higher. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are upset about the anti-ICE protesters who burst into a church in Minnesota this month. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says he understands the feeling.
There's a very interesting statement in Scripture that we are to be angry but sin not. So the emotions are not wrong. They just have to be put in their proper context. We still have a job to do.
And he has nothing but praise for the way the congregation has handled things.
And I think actually City's Church there in St. Paul has modeled that very well. They haven't backed down a bit from speaking directly to the invasion of their church. But they're also really clear, you know, we're here to be the church, part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got a job to do, and we're going to continue to do it.
Dr. Moeller, a guest on the Salem Radio Network, prominent civil rights attorney, and at least two other people involved in the protest have been placed under arrest. This is SRN News. The victory for domestic energy production. A federal judge has refused to block a winter oil and gas exploration project in Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve.
Opponents claim the project was improperly analyzed by the federal government. A Native American aligned group had sought to delay the ConocoPhillips Alaska project until the group's legal challenge was resolved. The program includes plans to drill four exploration wells. Company's pursuits in the petroleum reserve also include the large Willow oil project that was approved back in 2023. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tesla's annual profit has plunged to its lowest level since the pandemic 5 years ago. The company's bottom line suffered as it lost its title of the world's biggest electric vehicle maker to a Chinese rival. CEO Elon Musk spent the majority of the company's earnings call talking about what he considers a bright new artificial intelligence future involving robo-taxis and robots. More details, SRNNews.com.